Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
So, marketing is fun. You can tell in my tonality that I love marketing. You can tell in my tonality that I'm being sarcastic. Because marketing is very fucking difficult. There are aspects that are fun, but it's such a challenging part of business that takes so much guesswork and experimentation that it just kind of grinds you down when you're doing that on top of literally every other business activity. And I've tried just about everything. Not necessarily the best that it's maybe needed to be done or could be done, but I've tried so much. And, you know, when you talk to people, everyone's got some kind of advice. And at this point in the business, every piece of advice someone gives me, I've done before. And it gets old. It's, you know, why don't you talk to real estate agents? Oh, talk to interior designers. Why don't you go to conventions? Have you done SEO? What about paid advertising? Are you posting on Facebook? What if you did? And I've done it. And either I've done it and it hasn't worked because it's just too much for me to stick to and do alone, or there's just something about it that's not quite working, and it just takes so much time to get going, and I'm just still figuring out how to really do it correctly, especially with like the networking real estate agent referral one. I mean, I've been doing that one since the beginning, and I hear that one so much, and it seems like it should work the best, but it hasn't. And I know there's a way to do it. I know there's a way to do it correctly. And it, sometimes with marketing too, I think it's just about what works for you in your specific wheelhouse. Like what operates with the way you work? Because the networking one, I can go out and network for days, but then there's an aspect of it where you need to do a lot of training. You need to train people how to talk about your business and what to look for, and like building that out I can do, but it's actually like getting people to meet with me regularly and stay on top of them and keep reminders on them that I get drowned in and just becomes too much. Anything that I have to like keep tabs on people and constantly sending out messages, I'm just not as good with. So I just have to figure out other ways that I can do. Now, paid ads seems to be a good way to go because you can kind of just turn it on and go, but there's a lot of testing to get it right, and then you got to get your website correctly and your landing page and all the copyright, and that's a monumentous beast to overcome. But I'm grinding my nose on it right now and running some ads that I can get traffic pretty well. It's just getting them to convert. That's obviously for every marketer, that's the issue. But that's what I'm just still trying to figure out, is how do I even just convert into getting an email to get them on the email list, which is what I'm really focused on building right now, because I really, and have known for years, and this is the other frustrating part for me, is known for years, build an email list. It's the most important thing you can do. And I haven't done it. And that's years of possible emails I could have been collecting to be able to just push anything out right now and essentially get sales. But I didn't do it. So now I got to, and now I just can't stop working on focusing on getting emails until I die, basically. I'm going to just constantly collect emails, and that's going to be my safe haven, because that's a stream of an audience you control. That's an audience that you have complete control over, that no one can take from you because you have direct access to them, and they gave you permission, which I believe in permission marketing, to market to them. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now with this podcast. That's the other thing. So the two things I've decided to focus on for the next year: building my email list in unison with recording a podcast every day and building this podcast. And it's probably going to take 2 to 3 years before I even see the fruits of the labor, but I got to get in the habit of doing it, and I got to stick with it. Otherwise, it's never going to go anywhere, and I'm just going to keep kind of building it, and I'll like, I'm really good at getting going and getting a couple out there and kind of getting a good start. But it's the consistency over time that I falter on, because other things come up and I got to work on those, or I get busy, you know, working with clients. So that's why I just got to focus on these two things to make it easy for myself. These are the two things I'm going to definitely focus on. Still work on other stuff. I'm still like posting on Facebook and kind of posting on Instagram and engaging there. But I got to have like my core areas that I'm just figuring everything I can do to build those out. And we'll see what happens. I mean, I got to get this figured out one way or another. I mean, the marketing that's worked is Thumbtack and Groupon. Thank God those have started to work and pan out. And that feels good. Like when marketing works, it's the best feeling in the world. It's actually probably better, but it's not as intense as scoring a touchdown. If you've ever played football, the feeling of scoring a touchdown, which not many of the players or many people have even experienced, which probably adds to that like high that you get. But when you cross the line with the ball and you feel the euphoria of getting points on the board, and your whole team just like excited that you all pulled that off together, but you got it there because they allowed you to get through the line and did their blocking, and then you made it all the way down to the touchdown, to the end zone. Man, that's an amazing feeling. And that's what it's like when your marketing works, because you're like, this is finally working. I did it. I pulled it off. The marketing is generating leads finally, and I know that at least something will be coming in, and I'm not just going to be like, whoa, when's it coming? But again, that's the other hard part about marketing, is the wait is just brutal, because you put stuff out there and then you go, is anything ever going to come in from this? Like, did I just put in 20 hours of work on designing this flyer and getting it printed and posting them around for nothing to happen? And that's what happens most of the time. And that's why marketing is really the most demoralizing, is because you just put all this effort in, and then a lot of the time there's no fruits of the labor. So you're just like, well, that was a waste. But then I try to remind myself, it's not necessarily a waste, because you learn something from it. And it's just, you learned what not to do. And so doesn't necessarily mean that way doesn't work too, which I do remind myself of too, is it just didn't work the way I did it. But since it didn't work, it's also like, do I try that again in a different way? Or do I just give another tactic a try? It's hard to know. It's really hard to know. So you just got to keep trying stuff out. And that's what I do. But that is what I find fun, is the strategy. I do enjoy the strategy, which of course everyone does, but the actual putting the materials together and doing the actual marketing and copywriting and all of that, that I don't enjoy so much. That I could really use help with. Getting the right people to do all that, that'll do it well, is expensive. And so right now I just do everything. One man show here, which I also hate. And really, I didn't want to do from the beginning, and I still don't. And I want to build a team, and that's really the big reason for me building a business, and is to build it for the people I work with and create a place that they find value and enjoy working at and get to make a lot of money doing something they love. And I wanted to build it with a partner, and I wanted to build it with someone, but it's also got to be the right person or else it won't work out. And I just haven't found that person. I mean, I find there are people I would build this with, but a lot of people, especially these days, and are building and focusing on their own thing. And most of my friends already have their own thing, like are much more successful or further along in their businesses than me. So it's not like they're going to be like, oh yeah, let me come build this with you. But I've just decided a while ago that I'd just build it, get to a point where I can start paying people, and then just hire people to work with me. And then everyone, it's a win-win, because it's really hard to pick a partner, and a partner is a big thing, especially if you're going to give them equity in the business. That means they have a lot more say and control, which I'm fine with if they're the right person. If they're the right person, more than happy to give that away. And I plan to absolutely give equity in the company to employees over time. But it's just getting to that point. And I wanted to be to that point earlier. And I beat myself up a lot for not being to that point yet. But I just keep going. And that's all I can do. I can freak out and panic as much as I want. But I just keep putting one step in front of the other, or one marketing dollar spent after another, until eventually either the world collapses and we fall into dystopian anarchy, or not an anarchy, but a dystopian apocalypse, or it works out and the business is thriving and successful. Those are really my only two options. So here's another podcast about, this one's kind of more how I'm more of a documentation. That's another way to do social media and marketing. It's just kind of documenting. And you guys are along on this journey with me, along for the ride on this journey with me. That's the way I want to say it. And I'm just going to kind of also be talking about that, because I got to release these daily. And although this podcast wasn't as much about the home and was more about just general marketing, it's kind of about my journey building a business in the home industry and dealing with marketing. And hopefully people who are listening that are in the home industry can gain some insight, or at least listen and feel a sense of connection that they're going through the same shit and they get it, and how difficult it can be to be in the home industry doing marketing, and how it's actually not, I wouldn't also say it's as difficult as other industries can be. Like I've done apps, I've built apps. That's my background, is in user experience design, which is, largely what this company's based around. So I did app design and built apps and tried to market apps. And that's so much more difficult, because people don't want to download apps, and they definitely don't want to pay for or buy apps. And so that was way more difficult than this is, by far, because this is at least what I'm doing, organizing and building stuff that solves serious problems, is something people need and know they need. And that makes it way easier than selling an app that people are like, oh, that's fun, I might spend $2 on that, but probably not, so let me get the free one. So at least that is better than building apps. Anyhow, subscribe to the podcast. Again, that helps me market and grow and get this thing off. I'd say it's off the ground, but helps me grow this thing bigger and higher, and I just really appreciate it. And then go to the website, www.reliefkey.co. Speaking of marketing, I'm rebuilding my website, which is so fun. So my SEO works better because Wix is not ideal for SEO. I'm switching to WordPress, which I'm somewhat apathetic about doing and don't want to go through this process, but you just got to do it sometimes. And here we go. So new website will be coming, but for right now, still in Wix. And go subscribe because I'm putting out a pretty fun newsletter, as well as you can get the organizational horoscope so you can find out how your how organized your zodiac sign is. So go check that out. And other than that, I'll see you tomorrow.